This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
It's me, Lizzie Cundy.
And me, Stephen Lang. Welcome to Access All Areas.
Wow, I am hot, I am flustered, and I'm ready for action.
Oh, that sounds
quite
exciting, to be honest.
I'm so excited.
We do have quite a good lineup today.
Well, we've got a great lineup and loads of exciting things happening in the showbiz world as well.
Yeah, certainly. So, first up, we have the very gorgeous Love Island star Samira coming in. She obviously left the show to go get with the guy that she met on there. Now they've broken up. Didn't work out too well for her in the end. And then we have Mason Noyes, the singer who was previously on X Factor.
I've got a story about him.
Oh, you do? Yeah. You have a story about everyone,
I do. But can I tell you, Samira, I liked Samira on the show on Love Island. She was one of my favourites.
Really?
And I was quite upset when she said, I've got to go. I was like, don't do it.
Never put your guy first,
no,
right?
No, darling. There's like
before fame.
200,000 want to get on this and don't leave it. What are you doing? Yeah, don't put a man before your fame.
Well, that's true.
But
she still... But people are still talking about her, so it's not like it's all gone badly, right?
No, but I've got some things to talk to her about.
You've got some questions to ask.
I've got some cundyisms to go through.
I'm sure you bloody well do.
And give her little lessons in life.
So I saw earlier this week you were out with your good friend Bruno and Karen from Bananarama.
I was with, lovely Karen from Bananarama. It's girls were out and
where'd you go?
Bruno,
what'd you do?
We went to the Chelsea Ivy, our favourite haunt.
Oh, gorgeous.
It was wonderful, darling. And great for Bruno's. Very excited about the lineup.
Strictly lineup.
Very excited. And
I was down there today.
Strictly, and what did you think?
I did the round tables that they have with the journalists every year.
Because I'm quite smitten with one of them.
Who?
Charles.
Charles is a stunner.
He's adorable.
We have to give a shout out to Sean Walsh. That's a good point. He's a Fubar presenter.
Of course, and I love Sean Walsh. I did a little show here with him, and I was quite smitten with him too.
Yeah,
very,
so he's lovely.
Nice.
He has a show here on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
So anyone that's interested in what he's up to, they should tune in. Mm. But he is going to be a busy bee because he was Do you know what? He had a really. You do them in twos, so you do these round tables. You and a bunch of journalists, and they come
in twos.
Yeah, basically, they actually ring a bell after like 5-6 minutes. And he was with Kate Silverton at Borehamwood at Elstree Studios.
Yes.
Any more questions, Lizzie?
Sorry, I need to know. I'm interested. Is that okay?
So he came with Kate Silverton, the BBC News presenter.
I love that woman.
And they were very flirty. Very flirty. Kate and Sean.
Doesn't she?
She's married.
Ah.
I think one day maybe Sean will be married to me.
I love that man.
I'm kind of into him.
Does he back for your side?
I don't believe so. Absolutely not.
No, I did a show here with him, actually, and we got on very well. And I thought, what a lovely guy. And very funny. I love a humour.
There was him. There was, everyone. The only person that wasn't there was Katie Piper.
Where was she?
Don't know. She just wasn't there. But had a lovely time with my fave girl, Stacey Dooley, who I'm very much into. And I predict is going to win. I've actually put a bet on.
I wouldn't actually go for that one.
Okay.
I'll tell you what I think is going to do really well. The Capital Radio DJ, Vic Hope.
Yeah.
I know everyone's saying, who is she? Who is she? But you know what? She's got something very special about her. Very beautiful
as well. I agree. Very beautiful.
And I think who's going to do very well is my lovely Lee Ryan.
Oh, Lee Ryan, yes. So he was on good form.
Who was he partnered with?
He came around with Susanna Constantine.
Oh.
Quite an odd duo. I have to say, Susanna was a bit of a misery cast, but that's fine. Anyway.
But she just had her eyes done, apparently. She had glaucoma.
Did she?
She's only just can see.
Oh, well, that's lucky because you need to be able to see your feet, don't you?
And also, I have to say, I am very, very excited because Jeremy Vine is starting The Right Stuff this Monday, my dear friend. So I want to wish him luck. He's listening in.
Oh, you're a good friend, Jeremy. Get me on the show, Jeremy.
And I said, oh, look at you.
And hi, Jeremy.
I was actually did the show this week.
You did? You did The Right Stuff. I saw you.
How was I? Did you watch me?
Yeah, I did watch you with Angela Rippon.
I loved Angela.
Mm-hmm.
She's got longer legs than me.
Has she? She's fab.
She can kick them high, baby.
Yeah.
Still got it. No, but Jeremy's going to be great. Honestly, it's going to be a great show, and I can't wait. So I'm looking forward to that.
I did want to ask you a little bit about what you've made of the Stacey Solomon furore.
Listen.
So anyone that doesn't know,
Stacey
was on the cover of a magazine this week.
Can you name the mag?
Let's name the mag. It's now a magazine. It's not like it's a secret.
Oh, okay.
And on it, they said that she was boring and cheap and desperate, I think. And they'd taken some quotes from people that had written on Twitter and they turned it into a full article that then became the front page.
So were these people, they took quotes from other celebrities?
Randoms.
Wow.
And she was very upset by it. She said that it was the meanest thing she'd ever read. And she really went in at Now magazine claiming that they're bullying her, basically.
Yeah, and I hate all that. And I think it's about time these magazines started to be a little kinder.
Mm-hmm.
I've had worse stress of the, week.
You don't mind that, though, do you?
I don't mind it. But when it gets personal like that, it gets a little bit, can I say, bullying.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so anti that. I mean, I was very lucky once I did our show Valentine's Summer on ITV. I got really lovely, lovely messages.
Mm-hmm.
But the one that I did get that was really nasty stays with you, and I thought, my goodness, that was so mean. And mm-hmm. my boy kept saying, you had hundreds of lovely ones, but it is weird how the nasty ones stick with you.
But when it's on the cover of a magazine, is that harder to deal with as well?
Yeah, I think it's pretty lousy of them, and I think it's pretty nasty. And
what do you think? So she is basically, there's a bit of an outcry about what that they do as a magazine. Mm. She's had a lot of celebrity support. What would you say to someone like her who was dealing with something like this?
I actually, on this occasion, because a lot of the time I think, come on, you're in the business.
It's a fair game kind
of
thing.
It's a fair game. You kind of, not that you sell your soul, but you are out there for the good and the bad. Mm-hmm. But when they target you and be so unkind and cruel and it's on bordering bullying, I think this isn't nice. Mm-hmm. And I don't think anyone wants to read this. I certainly don't. And I'm
well, a lot of people clearly don't, because no one's buying Now magazine these days.
Well, they probably just because
they've only sell about 50,000 a week.
So. Well, there you go. And I'd say, you know what, I might put out a little tweet there to show my support
in
for Stacey.
In support of Stacey.
Look, you know, Stacey and I, we don't agree on a lot. We've gone head to head on many things.
Yeah.
On, you know, whether you should put filters on your pictures, about whether you should be allowed to have surgery or not, and all of that. Mm-hmm. But we're still friends, and I do actually really admire
her.
She's
a sweet girl, isn't she?
And
she's...
I really like her. And me, for one, I will be behind her on this. In fact, I'm going to write a little tweet when we play the next song, which I hope is Cher, as I'm obsessed with her. Can I tell you, I played it 20 times on the way in.
Which one?
Well,
SOS.
I don't go from one to the other. I go, Gimme Gimme, and then I go SOS. Then I found a remake of Madonna and Gimme Gimme, so I did that. And then my son is going, Mum, no more, no more.
Well, I think we were actually discussing last week that we're going, when the album comes out, we're going to do a full Cher tribute show, aren't we, Lizzie?
And I'm going to get her on the phone.
Well, if you can get Cher on the bloody phone.
You're only two steps away from anyone. Right, Bruno Tonioli, his neighbour, is Cher's daughter.
Right.
So, there's close... My good friend Angie Best is her fitness instructor.
Right, well, if you can make it happen, Lizzie, you can talk about this all you like. If you can make it happen...
Listen, I don't talk the talk, I walk the walk.
Our producer Abby has said she has not okayed us doing a Cher tribute show.
Listen,
but
Cher,
she's okay with it.
Is great. And she's older than me, so let her be on.
She's older than water, Cher. Jeez.
Older than the hills. But listen, I love her. But I also love Stacey Solomon. And you know what? Let's not forget, this girl, she's only 27. She's done so much in her career, you know, and she's done so well for herself. What is this about people knocking them down? Is it another woman knocking another woman? I hate all this.
I agree with you.
I think there's a little bit of the green-eyed monster.
Well, there's something to take to the editor of Now magazine and put it in their pipe and smoke it.
Well,
shall we
let me just
to a bit
tell
of
you something.
Go on.
I love Stacey Solomon.
I thought you were going to say something really profound then, Lizzie.
I went against
but
it.
But now. Okay, shall we play a bit of Cher? Just for you.
Please.
Again, you need to hear it for
I
the 16th
to
time today.
I've caught withdrawal symptoms.
What a treat.
Happy days, they seem so hard to find. I tried to reach for you, but you have closed your mind. Whatever happened to our love? I wish I understood. It used to be so nice, it used to be so good. Try to
my favourite.
That's quite a sombre ending, doesn't it?
It's I
a
bit love like, that. I love it. I love her.
You've only got a couple of weeks till the album's out,
and
Lizzie.
She's going to be on FUBA Radio. I promise you that.
If you can get Cher,
I will get her. Let me tell you, I will get her.
I bet you £10 you don't, but we'll go with it anyway.
£10? I want more than that, my lad. Anyway.
We have our very gorgeous first guest here
in
the studio.
She is very gorgeous. Gosh, how beautiful.
Love Island, Samira, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Samira, good, how are you?
Here.
We're good.
Samira, have you recovered from Love Island?
I mean, it's mad, isn't it?
Well, it's been quite the roller coaster for you.
Yeah, like, it's great. It's, yeah, complete roller coaster, but I'm loving it.
What you can't have imagined when you started this year that come the end of August your life would have taken its path, right?
No idea. Like, I'm still in a world. I'm still confused where I am. I'm like, what's going on? Why am I in the villa? Like, but I'm just adjusting to life outside now. But yeah, it's good.
I mean, was it bad when you came out with, you know, when you came through in the airport and you saw the photographers and everyone? Did you think, oh my goodness?
I was like, I mean, when I got to the Spanish airport and people knew who I was and stuff like that, I was like, what is going on? There's so many people. I've got anxiety. I was like, I don't know what to do with myself. But yeah, when I got to London, I was like, oh my gosh, this is actually real.
Like the Beatles. Yeah. Yeah.
Modern day Beatles. I mean, not as a bit, no.
Not quite, though. No,
you've got the cap. Yes. Didn't they? John Lennon wore that.
So obviously you left for a man.
Yes.
And that ended up not going so well.
Yeah.
Do you regret leaving, though?
No.
Because when you said, I'm going to leave, I actually was shouting at the telly, going, no, yeah, stay in. You've only got another 3 weeks.
Lizzie likes to get that publicity and stretch
yes,
it out.
Yes, no, because I just thought this is an opportunity. There are hundreds of thousands are, you know, wanting to be on this show, and you're deciding to leave.
Yeah, but I mean, I was in there for 6 weeks. I was in there from the start.
You were the first person in, right?
I was the first person in the villa. Like, and, you know, 6 weeks is a very long time in there. It feels like about 2 years. And there was no one else that I wanted to, like, graft with or anything like that. And I knew that there was 2 weeks left. I'm not going to really win because I wasn't invested in anybody else. Mm-hmm. And they weren't really bringing in a lot of boys towards the end, to be honest. So I was like, I don't know what to do. And I was just like, I like Frankie, so why don't I just leave, make a good exit and just do my thing.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not going to talk much about Frankie because he's not sort of a guy I like. But were you disappointed in him? I mean,
Yeah, of course. Like, because when I come out of the villa, I was like really invested in it, and I left the villa for him, I guess. So it's a bit like disappointed. Yeah, I don't really feel anything anymore about the whole situation. I'm just like, oh, what a shame.
Were your family supportive, thinking you made the right move, or were they like, I wasn't ever sure about him? You know, mums have a sixth sense.
I mean, they did. My father never met him, but my mum did, and she did really like him because Frankie is generally a nice boy. But yeah, things just don't work out, do they?
Just not very loyal.
Well, also I think sometimes you come from a background where you're surprised to get all this attention suddenly, and it can be quite difficult.
Yeah, overwhelming, especially.
Have you found that as well?
I mean, it's difficult being in, like, media and stuff like that, but I think being in, like, musicals and, like, having to grow up really fast since, like, a young age, like, travelling across London to go to school and stuff like that and do ballet and dancing, like, I've been, like, I'm quite mature. Mm-hmm. And I've had to grow up really fast, so all this kind of stuff, I'm very level-headed. I'm still learning about the business, of course, but I think
you're
I'm
a bit
on the
more
right
switched
path.
On. I
yeah,
thought,
I'm
than
very
the others.
I'm quite switched on person in general.
Mm-hmm. As you just said, you were in the movie Mamma Mia. Is that correct?
Not the musical.
Oh, the musical Mamma Mia. Yeah, I got really. Musical. I mean,
that would be quite the.
a lot of my friends were in the movie just come out. Yeah.
Oh, and were you at the stage school then? Were you?
Yeah. Before? So I went to ballet school, like vocational ballet school, and then I went to musical theatre college, and then I just went straight into Mamma Mia.
How
so
fantastic.
That was your first big musical, was it?
Yeah, my first musical, and then Dreamgirls after that.
So you're going to go back into it, are you thinking?
No, not for a while. Because it's so different. You know, like, I absolutely loved it. Like, love being on stage, love playing characters, stuff like that. But there's so much I want to do.
Yeah.
And when you're in a musical,
you're kind of stuck
because you're just doing something every single day and you have to do it. You can't just be like, oh, I'll just sit at home today.
It's a job.
Yeah. I mean,
it's a job, baby.
Yeah, but like, it's exhausting, like dancing every day, and like it's amazing. I love it, but again,
it's
so
hard
much
work doing every night the same thing. I was in a musical.
Babe, you love to talk about this.
I know, but no one ever gives me any. I got 4 out of 5 in the Gay Times.
Yes. Anyway.
Yes.
That's all that counts, Gay Times.
Exactly. I'm so chuffed. Forget the Evening Standard.
Yeah.
Gay Times. So you think Love Island, no regrets. You were happy
no
you did it.
Yeah, completely. Like, my journey couldn't have been different. And, like, people always like, would you go in again and change it? It's like, nope, I'd have done everything the same.
And how do you feel about, because there's been various people saying they don't like it because it's having sex on telly. Mm. Should that happen? Mm. I mean, what's your thoughts on it? Do you think it should be censored back a bit? Or
I mean, this year, though, you didn't see anything.
There wasn't as much, certainly not as much as in previous years. Right?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I know, like, we had, like, the Love Island Live thing at the XL when a lot of, like, fans came in. A lot of the fans are very, very young.
Were you surprised by that?
Yeah, I was like, whoa, you're 6 years old. What are you doing? Go to sleep at night. Like, I don't know, 8 or
right,
something.
Right, yeah.
Like, but, I mean, I've watched it back and I don't actually think it's bad at all, to be honest with you. I think, like, the DBS in that is quite funny. Like,
yeah,
do you know what I mean? It's not like it's really sexual or anything like that. So
it's not like X on the Beach.
Yeah, it's not like X on the Beach or Geordie Shore or something like that. Like, it's quite like just invested in like your couples and how you grow like that.
And why is it such a hit? I mean, over 3 million viewers on ITV2. Yeah. It's unheard of.
Was it over four for the final?
It was like, rocking on 5, I think. I
mean, more than X Factor.
I mean, why is it such a hit? I mean, do you think it was to do with the characters this year? Because obviously Jack and Danny were very likeable.
Yeah, I think it's. I mean, it's interesting, like, you know, like when I was younger, I used to play Sims on the computer, and it's like, basically, we're like a Sim, and it's interesting watching people, like, grow in their relationships. Are they going to get on with that person? Are they going to argue with that person? So, I mean, I was watching it myself back, and I was like, I'm invested in my own show.
I was like,
there's me, what's going to happen? But I know what's going to happen, but, you know, like, you just, like, want to, I don't know what it is, you just really...
It's addictive.
It's addictive, and you get connected with the person, because I feel like, what a lot of girls have said to me, that I'm quite relatable, and, like, they see them in me, so sometimes they like really want to root for me or really want to do this and that. So it's like, it's a really interesting show, to be honest.
Yeah,
and it's
not
really anything heard of. Like, I don't remember when I was little watching my mum watching or anything like a show like this.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, how did you feel about Caroline Flack? Did you know when you're in the house that her love life was a little bit turbulent?
We had no idea. We don't really, because obviously Caroline's there to present the show, and when she comes in, it's always kind of someone going away, like being dumped from the island. So it's not like a good thing. Like, we're like, oh my God, Caroline's here. We're like, great, let's all sit by the fire pit then. Oh. But yeah, we have no idea on anything that goes on anyway, like World Cup, nothing. We didn't know anything.
The World Cup was on.
What about, you were obviously quite good friends with Dr. Alex.
Yeah.
In there. Have you stayed in touch?
Yeah, he texts me sometimes, or we like voice note. I was going to meet him tonight actually, but he's busy. Dr. Alex, damn it.
God damn it.
God damn it, doctor. But,
he's checking someone's temperature.
Yeah. But yeah, he's so sweet. Like, he's just so sweet. And when we meet up, we'll just like, just catch up. And
he did get a bit of a backlash towards the end though, saying that he wasn't treating women particularly nicely. But what did you make of that, watching it?
I mean, again, it's a TV show. I don't know. I wasn't even there, so I don't really know what was actually going on.
He changed his mind.
I think.
Oh, yeah.
You are entitled to change your mind.
Yeah, and like.
Was it his mum that was like, why did you come on this show?
Yeah, I mean, at least he was honest towards the end, because he was a favourite at the beginning, I know that, and he could have won it. Like, obviously, Jack and Danny were going to win, but like, he could have been in the proper, like, final three and been like, Alexandra, come on, let's do this, and then gone out and been like, I don't want you anymore.
Yeah.
But instead,
he
was like 2 days before the final and he was honest, so. Do you know?
Yeah.
I have to say, I think he did the right thing. He was honest, true to his word. He could have pretended.
He could have pretended.
Like a lot do.
And he's very stubborn and he's very, like, straight, Alex. So, like, maybe the way he speaks to women sometimes, like, on the way he's speaking to Alexandra wasn't, like, the best, because he wasn't so sincere, but he's so, like...
He's quite direct.
I need to... Yeah, like, he's very direct.
Mm.
And he kind of likes things planned and, like, you know...
Yes, I noticed that.
Well, now he's got a thing on Lorraine, wasn't he?
He was doing a bit as the doctor and a bit
Alex,
on Good Morning Britain too, so he's the new doctor.
I always used to
film
over in the villa all the time. I used to be like, Alex, help me.
I've got a mosquito bite.
Yeah,
come and look, it's on my bum. But I mean, what advice would you give? Because obviously, as I said, Caroline had a bit of a turbulent time. Now she's got back with Andrew, raced off to, I think, St. Lucia.
Wow.
Do you think that's the right move for Caroline? What would your advice be to Caroline?
I mean, I don't think I'm in any position to give advice to Caroline Flack, but I don't know, because the thing is, I honestly have no idea about their relationship. One clue.
That's fair enough.
She's gone back.
She has got, but then they've broken up,
someone,
they've gone back.
If you love someone and you want to go for it, go for it. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out.
Yeah. Mm. I think probably because we were seeing it while you were in the house, wasn't it? So we were seeing it break, engagement, break up, get back together, break up, get back together. This is like the third time they've got back together.
It is. It's backwards and forwards.
We had no idea. Like she's so good at like
presenting.
She's very good
game
face.
Yeah.
But I think that shows what good presenter she is.
Oh yeah, fantastic.
She didn't show it to you guys.
Yeah, no idea.
What kind of things have you got planned coming up?
I mean, I've got a lot of fashion brands that I'm doing campaigns with, like on Instagram and stuff like that. And what I want to do, like more of my own stuff, like singing. Obviously, I was in musicals and stuff like that, but I write my music. I'm a songwriter, and I want to do presenting. I want to do more TV. I want to do loads of things.
What about love? Is there anyone else on the horizon?
Oh no, not right now.
You're keeping it.
I'm just going to concentrate on myself.
Okay,
completely.
Has he? Frankie's put you off a bit. Has he?
I'm just. You know what? I just can't. I'm just going to be like Sam for a while and just work really hard. And if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I'm not looking for anything.
So you're not on any of the apps?
Nah.
I do find
Ben Foden's free. Oh God. The rugby guy.
God. Yeah, did you see that?
On Bumble?
He announced his divorce on Bumble.
No.
From Ula Healy, yeah. God. From the Saturdays.
Yeah, but there was a bit of a dig. Not uptight or bossy.
Yeah.
I thought that's not a dig.
Yeah, what's a dig?
I thought that was a dig.
But then he did cheat on her with a PR girl, so it's, you know, he's not exactly blameless,
good.
Right?
Good.
Oh, these boys, stay away from sportsmen.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, I think that is the key.
And have you got an ideal man that you think, yes, this is who I really like? Or are you
God,
is there anyone particular?
What do you look for?
I mean,
honestly,
if you can get Zac Efron, I'd be very happy.
Yes, well,
oh, yeah.
I think
actually,
most of us would be.
He's in the studio, isn't he? Oh my God,
we've
hi,
got
Zac,
it. He's
hi.
Next door.
So, would you like to do another reality show? I mean, because obviously you did enjoy this, so I know you left early.
Yeah.
But is there another?
It depends which kind of reality show or TV show. Like, I don't think I'd be doing Big Brother anytime soon or anything like that, because
they're investing it next year. That's it. It's done.
Yeah, I'm scared of, like, that just scares me. I don't know. Maybe like I'm a Celeb looks quite fun.
Mm-hmm. Have they had anyone from Love Island do I'm a Celeb?
I'm not sure they have.
Did Zara Holland do it? No, she was rumoured. But it never actually.
But I don't. I think I'd probably like leave like voluntarily again, because I can't deal with cockroaches. I swear to God,
you're I'm not scared. Allowed to leave.
I'm scared of bugs.
You can't leave every
but, like,
reality.
It'd be good, yeah. But I don't really know. I can't even think of any reality shows right now. What are there?
Well,
Strictly.
I'd love to do Strictly.
You'd be good.
But I'm already a dancer, so I don't know if that would.
No, it works. Got Ashley Roberts in there.
Yeah, Ashley Roberts.
Yeah.
Debbie McGee
yes.
was a ballet dancer. She was
exactly.
in it last year.
Yes,
exactly.
I'd love to do those kind of shows. Strictly. Yeah.
Do you think you're going to focus more on the fashion and the singing then?
Fashion is something that I do enjoy, and I'm like, yeah, like I like to put outfits together and this and that, but I'm not pure concentrated on that because. That's not what I've ever done before, and it's not like I want to invest in it, but like singing, I love doing, I love making
it's
music.
It's difficult world though, right?
Oh my God, yeah, so difficult. But
it's what you want to do. And it's a great platform, isn't it, Love Island?
Oh my gosh.
I know it didn't end happily for you, but it's lots of good things have come
out
of it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm so glad I did it, and what an amazing opportunity I had. So.
And if you bump into Frankie, will you still be friends? Do you say hello?
Of course.
Or do you,
No, I'm not a nasty person. I don't hold any grudges. Do you know what I mean? So, in a year, I'm.
Yeah, that's very good of you.
Know. Yeah, I don't
I don't think
anyone.
I would be like.
Yeah,
or you.
Yeah, get over here.
And I've got to say, you're still friends with some of them. You were out with Megan.
I was out with Megan the other day. We had dinner. That was lovely. Just a little catch up.
And were you shocked about, because obviously you were in the villa and all the press about her surgery.
Yeah.
Did you come out and go, well, I didn't know you had that done?
When I was in there, like obviously you have your own chats and stuff, and she did tell me that she'd had like surgery and stuff, but I didn't know really everything about her. And when I come out, I was just like, oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Do you know
it
what
was
I mean?
Quite dramatic, wasn't it?
It was dramatic first picture. Before and after, yeah, but she looks good. Yeah.
I mean, she's like a goddess. She looks amazing. When she walked in, I literally went, damn it.
Oh,
I was like,
no.
God, no.
I think everyone, she did look phenomenal. She is. And you've stayed friends with her. Anyone else?
Danny, I talk to a lot. I talk to Zara all the time. Adam, Ellie. Who else? I see everyone around.
There isn't. It does seem there's quite a nice, like, there wasn't really any bitterness.
No. We have a group chat as well. But I don't put anything on that. It's a lot.
And I've got to ask you, so a lot of people are tweeting in. Is it set up, you know, behind the scenes when the cameras are off, what's it like? I mean,
the cameras are never off.
The cameras already are always,
always
on.
Rolling. I mean, we don't know, but like they're never off. Like they're, because for example, if we're like taking a shower or something and I'm talking to, I don't know, Megan through the glass about something, they'll want to catch it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's not set up, but like, it, when you're in there, you generally just talk about your feelings all the time.
Because some of the conversations were like, right, so what are we going to do? And I wondered whether that was set up. Like they say, right, you three sit there, you're going to talk about that topic.
Nah, like, it's just kind of what happens there and then. Like, yeah. For example, if I'm sat with you and we're just having, like, a normal conversation, but then there's a drama over there, like, there's an argument, you'll literally be like, what's happening right now? What should we do about that? Oh my God, maybe shall we go over? And then you go over. And I can see how it, like, what I mean about Sims. Like, it's like, ding, yes. Ding, 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 ding. Yes. Like, you're just like kind of walking.
Little green diamond above your head.
Yeah. I'm hungry now, food. I'm sad now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
I get it. Yeah.
So it's just, and obviously, like, they're not going to, what, like, film us talking about our, like, us sitting in a park in Covent Garden one time. And, you know what I mean? Like, yes. It's about, you know,
it's about relationships.
Show. It's about
yeah.
the relationship.
And
so.
You think it's edited fairly, because it's all in the editing, actually, really, isn't it? It's
oh, yeah, it's all in the editing. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I mean, when I watched it back, there was a lot of things that I didn't even know was going on.
Right.
Like, on the terrace, I was like, when did that conversation happen? Whoa, yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because you
can
can't
see
be everywhere.
People are angry. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, it's just weird. It was weird watching it.
I can imagine.
Well, it was a very popular show.
Yeah, yeah. And you did very well.
Oh, you did do very well. Though I didn't want you to leave. I was screaming at the telly.
I felt a lot of people's pain, actually, that day. Could feel it through
the
screen.
I didn't trust him. I got a little vibe.
Did you?
I did, yeah.
You are,
and
you are quite good with the tuning
yeah,
in on
really?
These
things. If I had your WhatsApp there, I would have gone,
oh, dang it.
Don't go, darling. Don't do it. Anyway, but you're doing really well.
Thank you.
So we really want to see more of you on
yes,
the telly, I think.
Hopefully.
Thank you
yeah.
so much for coming.
Thank
I really
you
appreciate
so
it.
Thank you for having me.
Good to see you.
Good to see you. Shall we play a bit of Britney Spears?
Oh,
I went to go see her on Monday.
Jealous.
I love her.
Very
jealous.
Good.
You are, you are, womanizer. FUBAR Radio presents
Harriet Rose.
Haggy Dunlop's in the building.
Hello. I'm releasing my next single on the 24th of August. It's called Thinking About You.
Oh gosh, is it you thinking about Spencer again?
No, don't put that into the world.
She's not, by the way.
Even my friends last night were like, I can't believe it's about so-and-so, by the way. I was like, it's not. And they were like, oh, we just all concluded that it was. I was like, it's not.
So does no one know?
Not really.
You're like, I'm not telling you, who knows.
Every Thursday,
Harriet Rose,
from 4 p.m, FUBAR Radio.
Enjoying a bit of Charlie XCX there.
No, I prefer Cher. I want my Cher.
Bloody hell, we can't.
Cher,
we are not.
Play Cher.
We are not the Cher show. I like a bit of Cher, but Jesus Christ, Lizzie, you've got
one more track before we go.
We'll play it at the end.
Okay.
All right, fine.
Will we have another amazing guest.
The very handsome Mason Noyes from X Factor.
Oh, that was a... Oh, thank you. I didn't
expect that. You actually seemed a bit like,
I was taken aback by that.
Mason, can I tell you, because I first met you and you had the reputation of being a bit of a bad boy, a bit stroppy, remembering you when you walked off stage. And you were so sweet. And I remember coming out going, what a nice guy.
I still get that this many years on.
People really? Still think
I
it.
I thought she was an asshole. still get it, yeah.
Do you regret that, doing that on X Factor?
Hell no. You got to stand up for what you believe in.
And what do you remember? Because people might not remember that listening. What happened? What was your gripe at the time? He was a bit...
to be honest, I didn't want to take anyone's seat. So the last performance that went on before me took the last seat. So I thought, should I... You know, it was a decision that I was going to make on the... And I made it, like, pretty much last minute. I was like, all right, then, let's do this. Let's try and get, you know... Let's try and make a point and leave, because I didn't really want to take no one else's seat. I don't want to take someone's career off them. That's kind of, you know, I mean, I didn't feel like I had the right to do that. So,
do you think that format bit of the show is wrong in a way? The seat challenge.
It's entertaining.
Yeah,
and that's what they want.
I would hate to be in it though. Yeah, it's great to watch, but it is horrible.
To be in, like, it's grueling to be in it.
And especially, I do think it's like quite cruel.
The Romans, and everyone's going boo. Oh,
yeah, that's what I mean. It's like an auditorium, like they're baying for blood. And as long as there's drama, then everyone's happy. So
yeah, I know.
Well, give it to them.
And I've got to quickly ask you, as we're on X Factor, what do you think of the new lineup? Do you like Robbie and
Ida?
Ida. I wasn't going to say Ida. Ida.
I don't know them, so. But you know, fair play. Whatever. I don't know. It is what it is.
I think X Factor's going through a lot of changes at the minute, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's quite your new lineup. It's exciting. Robbie.
I think it'll be good TV.
Well, everyone's going
to
tune in.
Simon's a genius when it comes to that stuff, so he'll make good TV no matter what.
So you didn't feel bitter, that word, after the X Factor?
No, not at all.
So it's 3 years ago.
Yeah.
2015. Yeah. That is 3 years ago. I'm trying to work that out.
God, that went so quick.
Does it feel like that?
Life just goes quick. As soon as you get old, like the older you get, I think the quicker life just seems to.
I still think I'm 16.
By.
You're not.
Oh, okay, thanks.
Listen, you feel that way, babe. You feel that way.
I'm feeling it.
Don't listen.
Yeah, because your hair's grown. You've got a little different look, which I'm digging.
I'm just a big hippie now, basically.
Yeah, you are. Because there were rumours you were going into Celebrity Big Brother house. Is that correct?
What
happened there? Can you tell us?
I don't really know. It wasn't... That's the thing. Like, I think people want the goss, but I don't really have it. Like, it just fell through. It was just miscommunication, I guess, and it just fell through.
But you're up for those kind of things, right? You'd be up for doing something like that. Like.
Anything that, you know, I can speak about topical issues and speak about stuff that's important, then I'm more down for it. Like, whatever doors the universe open, then, you know, I'm all for it, because I'm just a conduit for doing bigger things.
Okay, like what? What's your kind of, like, long-term aim? What do you want to do?
Well, you know, currently I really want to try and get kids meditating in schools as a mandatory thing.
Okay.
Maybe putting it into the curriculum or something like that. So I wanted to bring that up while I was doing a show or whatever. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's I get a lot of messages from kids now, because I speak a lot about depression and anxiety and mental health and things on my Instagram. But I think, like, there's a lot of talk about awareness when it comes to these things, but then there's never actually any coping mechanisms. Yeah. We talk about, you know, mental health, and we talk about, let's bring awareness to it and bring awareness to it. But and that's all very well. But then, you know, how much awareness is there for, and then how much is there when it comes to guidance of people actually sorting out their lives?
Yeah,
it's very true.
Like, you know, you can say, okay, cool, admit that you've got depression, or great, that's the first step. But then what?
Yeah, yeah.
But then how do you maneuver yourself through this thing called life? How do you progress and not become malevolent and bitter and resentful? And how do you, you know, see everything that's going on within your life and take it and take on responsibility and just be a better human being? Like, no one really gives the guide for that.
Yeah, I can understand that. Yeah,
it's true.
So have you been trying to get more into, like, the educational side of stuff then?
Oh, I've done a few talks in schools, and I did some Oxford colleges as well, on mental health. But yeah, I think that meditation is probably the most fundamental thing that we need, I believe, as human beings.
How did you get into it? Because it's actually something I've tried before, and I've really struggled with clearing my mind of
noise. I just started doing it with a tape at night. It's helped. I don't know whether you do. I don't know how you. But it's this tape, and you kind of, because I'm buzzing all the time.
We all are as humans.
You know, just to wind down.
I think people go to. I mean, there's lots of things that you can essentially. I think the stigma attached to meditation is that, you know, oh, I haven't got time, or, you know, it's hard to shut my mind off, or it's you know, and they people do it for 5 minutes and then they get kind of bored and they switch off. But I mean, anything's meditation if you're focusing on one thing. If you're in the gym or you're on a bike ride and or whatever, or you're in nature or whatever, you listen to music. I mean, meditation is just the art of being able to focus on this one thing, but being conscious of doing it, and just being able to just silence and giving yourself that rest, because we work our bodies and our minds are going constantly, and then we're dreaming, and then we're waking up again, and we're worrying about life, and we don't give it a time to. Time to shut off.
Mm-hmm. That's a good thing.
Is that something that you've discovered since you were on X Factor, or were you kind of into it
afterwards? No, I wasn't into it before. Afterwards, when you know,
was it all the press and stuff? Did you feel that it was getting on top of you a bit?
The fame is definitely crazy after you come off a show like that. But yeah, I just think life in general calls for it sometimes when it really starts to overwhelm you, and it was something that. Came across my path and now it's something that I really believe in, so I'm trying to give it back to people.
Because I wonder whether there's enough help after people have been on shows like that and Love Island, because we saw that the poor girl that committed suicide.
Yes, exactly.
So
yeah.
You know, and if there is enough help out there, because I think people don't realise when they're in that show and you're in that big bubble and you come out and there's all the trolls on Twitter and there is everything written about you that in some way isn't true, and how to deal with that. You know, when you were just doing a regular job.
Yeah, I think people underestimate the responsibility of fame. And I think people underestimate the responsibility of having a following. And when you have millions of people or whatever, you know, following you on Instagram, or, you know, you essentially have a duty of care. You have a responsibility, because whatever you're talking about on there and whatever you're putting out, that there are millions of people giving their energy to that. So and you have a huge responsibility, and you could essentially, you know, make small ripples and start changing things. I get tons of messages from like kids from maybe 11 years old up saying, you know, that they're depressed, they're lost. I mean, now the youngest that someone's been clinically diagnosed as depressed is 3 years old.
Jesus.
So yeah, so it's getting worse and worse, and I think social media is probably one of the reasons why it's getting worse and worse as well.
Yeah, I think I agree with you on that. You found when you did your show that being off Instagram really helped you.
Well, it really helped me,
it?
Because I'm always on the social media.
Oh, 100%.
And then I did a show on ITV. I was away from us, didn't have my phone, and I was panicking at the beginning. I was like having like, oh my God, what am I going to do? But you know what? The pressure was off me. I felt great not having it. And for the first week, I didn't actually. My boys were like, Mum, you haven't looked at your phone. It's not on the table. It was, and then slowly
you
get back into
it.
But it was really refreshing in some ways.
Yeah,
without that pressure.
I think the best way to probably mitigate that is to just set yourself a time limit. And I think there's apps that do it now. Actually, the apps that can tell you how long you're spending on your social media and on your phone.
Oh, dread to see.
Yeah, yeah, some of the hours that you rack up is ridiculous.
I know, but
the things you could do with that time.
But do you think that Twitter, there should be some? It should be monitored in some ways, because you know I watched today about a boy that was in the Vamps, the group,
right?
And he said that he was getting terrible. Bullying on Twitter.
Oh yeah,
and it really
I've had death
was
threats and all of that kind of stuff.
Really,
you've had death threats.
Yeah.
How do you deal with that?
I don't really mind.
Yeah, do you take it seriously?
I mean, luckily I'm securing myself to not really care.
That was after X Factor. You got death threats.
Oh, you get them all the time. Just from. I mean, I've got friends who are well known as well, and you know, that's just what comes with the internet and what comes with having a following. Like, you just get trolls. Like, that's it. That's you just gotta, you know, there are some people that aren't happy with their lives, so they have to do those kind of things. Mm-hmm. And that's just you know, you wanted to be in this game, so you gotta, you know, you gotta deal with that, I think, sometimes.
Yeah.
And that's why it's good to have what you're doing and have that meditation and, but yeah, you know, because I think there isn't enough out there or people have to deal with it. They just don't deal with it.
Yeah, really. No. Like I said, there's so much awareness, but then there is no solution. And I think if children were to start meditating in schools from an early age, then a lot of the world's issues would be solved, I think. Mm-hmm. A lot.
Interesting.
Isn't it? Who would have thought? You see, we got the opinion of you, and it is, you know, that you're kind of quite hard, tough, moody. I found that X Factor, because it does stay in people's minds.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
You're a very caring, sweet soul.
Listen, I mean, as long as I live in my truth and I speak my truth and I'm honest and, you know, I create something on this planet which can help other people, then that's all I'm really here for. Mm. I mean, on the larger scale of things, this Earth is like a blip in the cosmos. So, you know, to think that our lives really matter sometimes is just futile. And I think that that's probably a lot of pressure on people, because people think, oh, you know, I've got to do this, I've got to do that. But when you look, sometimes you do have to take a step back and look at things on a cosmic scale. Like, dude, we're a speck of dust.
I remember RuPaul saying sometimes, you know, the famous drag queen, he was saying that when he has a real big problem, he pretends he, like, zooms out from himself.
Yeah. And it's suddenly a beautiful thing to do. Earth,
and then he's like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it really doesn't. Like, it really doesn't. We are a speck. We are less than a speck of dust in this cosmos. Like, it could be infinite. You don't know. We don't know. Mm. But, yeah, it puts your problems into perspective.
Yeah.
And it's easy to put things into perspective if you just turn on the news. So.
Yeah, true. Which is probably best to avoid these days.
Yes. But it is quite true that you walked off stage because you didn't want to hurt someone else's career. And you know, that is quite a sweet thing.
Yeah.
It's very selfless. I'll be pushing them right off that.
Get out of here.
Get off.
Dragging them by the hair.
My seat.
Well, it's been 3 years since you did X Factor. What have you been up to since?
Oh, God, it's been a crazy, crazy period. But it's more so been a period for me to kind of to improve spiritually and emotionally and mentally and just, you know, be the best person that it sounds really cheesy, but just be the best version of me and to not be satisfied with who I am. Because I think, you know, a lot of people, they get there's a lot of stuff going around right now which is like, you know, you should be happy with who you are, you should love yourself, you should, you know, which I agree with to a certain extent. Like, of course you should be accepting of yourself, because that's great, but you shouldn't always be accepting about yourself in terms of so you don't progress. Like, you can be much more, you can do so much more, you can learn so much more. And I think that, you know that kind of culture of, oh, just be happy with who you are, it's kind of like, well, no, like, be more, progress, learn more, try and help this earth, try and do something, like, take on as much responsibility as you can, because that's what gives your life purpose. So you won't be running around feeling lost, or you won't be, you know, just stuck in that job that you don't really want to do, but, you know, or you whatever it is. Like, I forgot my point now. What was
But you were like, be better, strive to be a better person.
Yeah,
and that's what you've been focusing on since you've come out of this.
Yeah, and I've been, you know, finding my sound musically as well. Producing and writing stuff, and I've got a single coming out in September.
Awesome.
And a video that I've just shot. So, yeah.
Things are good.
Yeah, man.
And what sort of style is the track, new track?
It's R&B soul, I guess. R&B soul pop. But I'm just making now what comes from my heart. And I think that when you get wrapped up in this industry, it's very easy to start making stuff that, you know, you think that's going to make it to radio, or you think that's people are going to enjoy you. You think, oh, but it's like that it really saddens you, and it gets to you to a point where you can fall into depression, always worrying about other people's opinions all the time.
Yeah.
And when you just remember whatever your passion is, whether you're a chef, whether you're whatever, when you just remember, you know, I started this because I love doing this. That's the reason I started this. So let me just do that. And I think you manifest more from when you have an intention of just, I just like doing it. Like,
Love. You loved it. And that's why you're doing it. I mean, do you regret doing the X Factor? I mean, or do you agree with these sort of talent shows?
I don't regret it at all. And I think they're an amazing platform. And I think that they're something which can fire people into the stratosphere. But I just think people need to be careful. And people need to have their message constructed and know what they're getting themselves into, and know that, okay, you have all these people now, you have all these fans at your disposal. What are you going to do with it? Because this world is in a place right now where it needs some love. So, okay, so what are you going to do?
Yeah.
I agree with that. Gosh, I feel like I've had a bit of a
counseling
therapy
session.
Fantastic.
Get on my couch, man. It's fun.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not that way.
But like that, he does it.
Mason, thank you so much for coming
in.
Really appreciate
you.
Thank you
so much.
That's
can't wait to hear all your music and all
Yeah, definitely. It's coming out soon.
keep us in touch with everything.
I will.
But you're going to get some share for the end of the show once again.
Oh, I need a bit of share. Yeah. Do you like
and
share?
And then we're having a private therapy session.
Yes, we are.
In the bar next door.
In the bar next door. That would be great. Well, Stephen, another exciting, wonderful show.
Fabulous. Thank you everyone for listening once again.
I won't be here next week because I'm away.
Right. Well, I will be here.
And
will you be here the week after?
I will be. I'll be back, hopefully in one piece.
Well, enjoy your break. Mason, thank you again for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And I will see everyone next week.
I'm actually working.
Well, I don't believe you for a bloody second.
I am.
What a load of shit.
Woo! Take care, everyone. Have a good night.
Here's to share.